Steve and Jill here.
Hey.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Dusar.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sweet Scottsdale, Arizona.
Today, Jill and I talk about how to Jillify a land transaction.
You came up with this.
This is a sentence Jill just said before we turned the camera on just now.
Yeah.
Don't go all man on me and tell me the facts and the truth.
I didn't need that.
Quote, unquote.
Don't tell me about the year and the make and the model and why that car is dumb. That's not the point here. I was making a comment about the car. You know, just I was skipping along the top and you're like, no, here's why this car's bad. This is what it's worth. This is how, this is what kind of mileage it gets. This is how, where it won't go.
You know, so I'm like, don't go all man on me.
Like, that's not the point. At all. Oh my God.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And if you're a Land Academy member, please make sure you join us on Discord.
Aaron wrote, newbie first mailer stage question. Is parcel factor neighbor scoop required right away for due diligence? I've been looking up properties at assessor sites, and the owner info seems to be available there. Also, I think there's a site to look up FEMA flood maps. Checking the parcel on Google Earth is a PETA, I don't know what that is, but possible without tools.
Pain in that.
Oh, now I know
is
what
a
that
PETA.
Is. Okay, got it. I didn't know that. I hadn't heard that before. That's funny. Am I correct? And that tools like ParcelFact and NeighborScoop are more for productivity. Can't DataTree do most of this as well? So
Hold on a second. I have a lot to say about this. This is in Discord.
Go.
And I answered it in Discord this way, and I'm going to answer it here as well.
Ready.
You don't need Land Academy. You don't need NeighborScoop. You don't need O2O. You don't need any of this. I never had any of it. Never. And it took me 20 years to get where I am. It can take you 2 months with all these tools. You have this podcast is free. There's all kinds of free stuff. You don't need to join Land Academy. Or you can just be, if Land Academy, you need to look at Land Academy like an insurance policy. If you do join Land Academy and follow along here and participate and actually watch the program and ask questions, you're going to make a fortune. It's either going to click in place for you or it's not. So no, you don't need these tools. Good luck.
I was not expecting that. That's like a speech you give a kid. You know what? Nope. You don't need high school. You don't need college. You want to drop out now? Go right ahead.
And
Never mind.
And eat nothing but Pop-Tarts.
Sure.
Good luck, kid.
Sit on the couch, buddy. But it's not going to be my couch. Good luck. Oh my gosh. Call somebody who cares.
I personally, this is
awesome.
The truth of it. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to mansplain anything.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Don't go all man on me.
I'm trying to micromanage what I say. I'm trying to do it, you know, Jill thinks in sound bites, so it's the shorter the better.
That was not in the book, by the way, about me and my personality, but I'm still learning. Oh, that's good.
Today's topic, how to Jillify a land transaction. Okay. This is the meat of the show.
Would you like to mansplain?
I'm about to give you a bunch of compliments here.
Oh, thank you.
Did you ever go out on a date? I'm sure we all have, and it just worked. Like, so you're sitting across the table from the other person. You know, the opposite happens too, way more times than when it works. But when it works, it's like, you know, there's something about this person that I can't explain it. I just dig them. That's what Jill has when she does a real estate deal. I think the French phrase for it is je ne sais quoi. Yeah.
Je ne sais quoi. Yeah.
So actors have that. So a long time ago, I was reading, I don't know why this stuck with me, one director in particular who made a bunch of movies in the 80s and still does now, didn't hold auditions. He just sat down with every, he just wanted to meet people in a public place and just sit there and see if they had that. And he said, the acting part, I can do all that. I'm the director. I'll tell you what to do anyway. But if you have that thing that's going to capture everybody's attention, then I can work with that. But without that, I can't do it. And that's what Jill has. You know, obviously, for me personally, that works. But I see her and hear her constantly on the phone with these people, whether they're buyers or sellers, specifically in the acquisition process. And it's nothing short of amazing. So the big question is, do you have some version of that? And everybody does. Everybody has some version of it. It might be voice intonation. It might be speech patterns. It might be just raw, crazy intelligence about data. But we all have some thing about that we're very, very good at. That's what I want you to concentrate on. You can get partners for the other stuff.
I see. So not just about learning how to talk to people and connect and build these relationships.
That happens to be your thing.
Got it.
That happens to be the Jillify, you know, and it's not my thing at all. And lucky for us, we have separate things.
This is very true.
Like this show, when we started it in 2015, kicking and screaming this one. Just why would I ever do a podcast? What is a podcast?
I'm busy.
Why is it important?
Yeah, who commutes?
What is Facebook? Why are you screwing around, Jack, on Facebook? We're supposed to be buying and selling land. Well, it turns out Facebook is where you buy and sell land.
Yeah.
And so those are my things, you know, and I focus and concentrate on those. And it took a lot of years, decades, for us to build, freeing up ourselves from a time standpoint. And really look in the mirror and saying, boy, these three things, I'm excellent at this. This is what I'm going to do. Plus, I enjoy it. And then the same thing with Jill. So Jillifying a deal is, I've heard Jill do it on the phone hundreds and hundreds of times. What was it? Recently, some guy said, what did he say to you? He said,
he was asking about books.
Put me a smile on my face while you're taking money out of my pocket.
Oh, yeah. What was the quote? I put it on social media because I thought it was the funniest thing. But you're just as sweet as can be while you're robbing somebody.
Yeah, that's it.
That was really funny. I'm like, I'm not robbing you. I'm putting it. What's funny is like, I'm putting it out there and you said yes. You could say no. There's nothing wrong with that. So what the topic to me today is, because this has been coming up, people are asking me like, Jill, where can I get your book? And I'm working on that. Actually, our team's been hounding me to get more content on this. So I'm actually working on it in a bigger way. Yep.
Internally, our people are saying they want you to do a book?
Yep, exactly. So I'm working on it.
Do people read books anymore?
They do. Well, and there's stuff that we're working on. I'm going to leave it at that. There's stuff that our staff's been asking for me. And a lot of it's around this. But I am convinced. I know it. I know for a fact I get more transactions than the next guy because of the way I talk to these people. And I'm happy to share it, you know? And there's some little things that you can do. I did a whole talk on this with our Land Academy ladies last week. And a lot of it was just answering the phone, number one, and the way you answer the phone, number two. I told a funny story about my sweet girlfriend, who, when we were young, we'd be, you know, just being girls, reading magazines, painting our nails, right? And the phone would ring, and she just had the sixth sense, because back then we didn't have caller ID even, sixth sense that it was a boy. So she would run up to the phone, and she would clear her throat, and she'd go, hello? And I'm like, who the hell is that?
I hate that.
I know.
I hate that.
I know, but follow me on this one here. She put her It's a Boy voice on, and she was sexy and cute and whatever on the phone. So follow me. So I kind of do a version of that, but I make sure that I answer the phone with a smile.
I met this girl's husband, and none of it was all for a waste.
No, it wasn't. No. It's not at all. She's a sweetheart. That's just how she did it, you know. And so I do a version of that, but I do it with a smile. I make sure that, hey, because you don't know what's coming at you. You don't know who's on the other end of the phone. And boy, if you answer the phone and you're alert and awake and with a smile on your face, you know, that says something right then and there. Number one, it takes the wind out of their sails if they're going to yell at you. It's the funniest thing. They're like, A, And then when they find out that I'm Jill, the person on the letter, they're like, you know, half mad. They're like, oh, wait a minute. A, it's a woman. B, she's happy and smiling. And C, she just said, this is Jill. I got the right person. I don't have to yell to get to Jill.
I'm
going to
interject here for a second.
Okay, go ahead.
There is nothing fake about what you do personally and professionally.
Well, that's true. I'm sincere.
So there's no clearing your throat and putting some act on.
True.
And then you laugh about the whole conversation. I've never heard Jill get off the phone with a seller or buyer and come into my office and say, wow, what an idiot that guy is.
That's true.
Like, there's
it is
no
sincere
dealership high-fiving after you just, you know, screwed somebody over on the price of the car.
It's true.
There's nothing about you that does that.
Thank
so
you.
That's, I was actually going to bring that up earlier.
Thank
I mean,
you. Well, I'm not
this,
trying to say be funny.
Part of this
be real.
Part of Jillifying something, and maybe that's the name of your book. Part of Jillifying something is just the core honesty and sincerity. And she doesn't apologize either. Yeah, we're in the land business. This price that is on the letter is below retail. If that bothers you, have a nice day.
Yeah.
We're here for convenience.
That's it. So that's the thing. Maybe that's what I should say too. I love what I do. Yeah, maybe my example wasn't the best example because it showed like some insincerity, but I don't think it did. I just think that was who
it's liquid insincerity to clear your throat and put a pretty voice on for some guy that you're trying to impress.
Okay.
Because everybody's shoes come off eventually.
Right.
And so why not just cut to the chase and just be
what
sincere about it?
What does that mean?
You know?
Like I'm missing a toe?
No, just say, feet aren't attractive and they stink.
Yeah.
So you might as well just show up barefoot right from the beginning. We can all just
get
know what
the
you're
way.
Getting into.
That's
I have a personal hang up about this, about finding out who somebody is after you walk down the aisle.
Oh, that's a whole nother show. That's not what
Wait a second. So
you've
been on your best behavior for 2 years throughout this whole thing, and now we're married and you're going to tell me exactly who you are? Not that this has ever happened to
me
personally.
Yeah, the truth comes out. No. Okay, I got it. No, okay, so how do you Jillify it? Well, you know what? You better, if you don't enjoy answering the phone and it's not your thing, then get someone who is.
That's right.
Yeah, maybe that's the whole
point. That's what Jillification
here.
Is.
I'm trying to help, but maybe I can help some people. That makes sense, but you could learn, then that's true. You could look for this quality in somebody else and hire that person.
Or partner with
that person. Exactly, because they love it, they enjoy it, they have a good time with it. I really do, I enjoy it.
You know what I see guys do sometimes too? Really beat themselves up because they don't have a couple $100,000 in the bank to do these deals.
Oh.
Don't even spend 1 second on that because we do have a couple $100,000 for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just send the deal our way and we'll make
sure
you get a good healthy chunk. Yeah.
So pretend you do have that money.
That's it.
I like that.
That's it. What is that whole thing? Somebody told me a long time ago, dress for who you want to be, not for who you are. Or, show up and fake it until...
Fake it till you make it? I don't like that stuff. Now we're going down the wrong path because that's not the truth here. The truth is, The truth is commit, Here's what I would say. I can end it on this.
Yeah.
I would say make a commitment to this business and this lifestyle and what you're going to do here.
I want to read this book that you write because...
Well, thank you.
And I'd love to be your editor on it because I'm kind of editing you now. And
yeah, right now.
But I'm not auditing you. I'm really kind of making this.
True, you are.
The role of a good editor is to make, because sometimes people, and Jill's like this, is so smart about this thing that she needs somebody like me or to really explain it, like in a way that someone can understand it.
We do that for each other.
Yeah, because I go straight to the PhD level on data.
True.
And no one gets it, and Jill has to explain it twice now. That happens in live events all the time.
Yes. That's true. Even on our Thursday call sometimes, I'll go, here's what he means. And so you're doing that for me. Here's what Jill means. Oh, that's good. Did we cover this enough, do you think?
I think so.
Okay.
Can't wait to read your book.
Okay. It's going to be awesome. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Join us next week for another interesting episode. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I'll be the first one to read that book.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Jillify will be somewhere in the title or the subtitle, because that's a lot of it. I told some of my girlfriends that I'm working on this book about, so I'm thinking about a book series, right? And it's all about relationships, because there's a business version, there's personal version, You know, there's parenting versions, being a kid version, you know. And
I think that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Make it about relationships.
Mm-hmm. Different bunch of, and so it's relationships is the overall theme. And I've like, I had one person right away say, oh my gosh, I can't wait to read that. And one person said, I would love to write it too. And I'm like, yeah, no, I think I don't need a co-author, but it was very sweet. It was
I'll ask you off the air who feels like they can add some benefits to a book that you're going to write. I'd love to know that girlfriend's name.
She's a good writer. I don't know if she's necessarily the best in this situation, but I do think she's a really good writer. And I think that was why it was very sweet. And it's, well, you know what? Because this topic sings to a lot of people.
Yeah. So well, I understand.
And the whole point today was, you know, I get things done through relationships. And I know that I get more things done through creating solid relationships. And you have to be honest and truthful and transparent. Thank you. And thank you for tuning in, by the way. We hope you find our content valuable and we really appreciate your support. If you haven't already, please zip on over to our YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button, and please leave some comments on the episodes that you love.
We're Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.